I'm trying to think where it started. As part of gay men's rap, there was simultaneous to that was there was the gay 2SER radio. So hopefully you've got the date there somewhere, but 2SER radio started, and the idea was, a lot of people from gay men's rap, we'd actually go down to Broadway and we'd actually be sitting around in this studio. Yeah. So the idea was that this little booklet would be from that radio broadcast. And I tell you, one of the influences was the BBC magazine called The Listener. The BBC, obviously, in those days, it was still a cultural powerhouse of the world, and all the great thinkers, the great intellectuals, the great writers contributed to the BBC radio. So the transcripts from BBC radio were good stuff and good value. So the magazine was still influential at the time. Mm. So Gay Information, that was one of the inspirations for Gay Information. Started as a booklet, and obviously and it became a collective, it became a bit of a committee, and there was conflict, and so the thing sort of turned into a bit of a camel, and then it turned into a journal.
And then folded later?
Mr. Johnston's done the chronology of it, but stopped, started, transmogrified a few times. Mm. The lesbians dropped out, turned into a... became much more literary, turned into a journal, changed from a monthly to a six-monthly to a to bi-yearly, and stopped.
Mm. It's interesting that the lesbians were involved, because there was except for, I think, Mardi Gras in 1980, there was a crossover there. Then they dropped out, Mardi Gras became male-only until the mid-late 80s.
Oh, okay.
So, and Gay Men's Rap obviously is part of that
scene.
I didn't realise that the lesbians involved in Gay Information.
I'd have to look at the issues. Look, I've probably thrown all mine away. I think I'd have to look at the issues to see, because I think the first issue was just a tiny little rag, and I remember having to go out in the street and selling it. I remember going to Ken Davis's rally at Bondi Beach. Ken Davis had, full of all these crazy ideas, wanted a beach party on Bondi Beach. So we did it. Well, he organised it as part of his so-called summer offensive. I was out there spruiking for Gay Information, selling this little magazine to unwilling buyers at Ken's party at Bondi Beach. But so it started small, then it became popular, women got involved, and then they dropped out, and then it became, then when Gary Symes and his husband Bill took it over, it became a very, very Henry Jamesian affair, with a very slow, ponderous affair, and at the very end, when everyone was just so tired of it all, it was handed over to lesbians for one issue, then it was handed back to Bill and Gary and me to do the last one, I think.
Mm.